Joining us on today's programme is Nat O'Connor, who is the director of TASC. Now, that's an acronym. It's T-A-S-C. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning.
Now, TASC, Nat, what exactly is it?
Well, the name comes from Think Tank for Action on Social Change. And what we are is we're a research group looking at issues of equality, social policy and democracy in Ireland. We would be putting forward the evidence-based policy recommendations for a more equal society, for democratic reform and things like that.
Right. Would you have an input into social policy vis-a-vis, we'll say, the upcoming budget, perhaps?
Excuse me. We certainly would. Every year we would make a budget submission, and we'd be very concerned that in recent budgets the decisions have been taken may have been unnecessarily increasing inequality in terms of what decisions have been taken on tax, where to apply tax, or spending cuts.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, we'd recognise Ireland is in a situation where, you know, our tax level that the government is taking in is much lower than the amount of money we're spending. So we do have to move towards a balance between tax and spending, but there are options there, and we do have choices, and the government has choices.
Right. I know absolutely nothing about economics or anything like that, but to my knowledge, Ireland, although we feel we're highly taxed, compared to other European countries, we're not.
No, we're one of the lowest taxed countries in Europe, which is surprising to a lot of people who are, you know, looking at the cost of living. But of course, what happens in other countries is you may pay more taxes, either locally, particularly local taxes, or social insurance, but you get more services. So you don't have to put your money in your hand in your pocket to bring out your own money to pay for a doctor's fee or to pay for the local creche, because these are provided collectively by the local authority or by the state in different ways. So that's the difference. So Ireland is a very low tax country.
Right. I don't want to, you know, go off on a tangent or anything like that. It's just what you're saying, you know, obviously provokes questions. What about local taxation? Do we do that well here, or do we do it at all?
We do it very, very little. I mean, Ireland has one of the weakest systems of local government in any of the European Union countries. And that's often been a criticism of Ireland, that we're highly centralised. In many other countries, you might pay more in local taxes than you pay in national taxes, because, you know, primary health care services, primary schools, local policing, even local social welfare can all be done on a local government level, and that's the case in many other countries.
Yeah. So where would you like to see our government go with regards to a more equitable society? Again, I don't understand the 2-to-1 sort of tax ratio. Is it 2 euros tax and 1 euro spent on...
Well, at the moment, there's a lot of focus on, you know, what's going to happen in the budget. And the government's policy and the previous government has been very much to go for cutting public spending and sort of on a 2-to-1 basis, of more cuts and a little bit of tax increase. Whereas we would look at the evidence and say Ireland has such a low tax take, really there is a good argument for building up the tax system. And there's some things that are unusual about the Irish tax system. We have a lot of tax breaks. So that although the income tax system on the face of it might look like it's progressive, that people who earn more money pay tax at the higher band, because of tax breaks for private pensions or for lots of other reasons, such as, you know, property tax breaks or film and television tax breaks and others, people who are on the higher incomes can avoid a lot of tax, quite legally, by making certain investments.
Right.
And we question the social justice of that, because if we're looking at a situation where cuts to public services are going to directly affect some of the most vulnerable people, why at the same time are we still giving very important tax breaks to people so they can have a bigger private pension?
Yep.
I mean, yes, it is important to encourage people to save for their pensions, but when we're looking at the justice of the balance between where the state is putting money or putting tax breaks, we'd argue that a lot can be done to cut tax breaks.
Yeah. Again, Nat, you know, this might be an incredibly dumb question. All the talks of cutting children's allowances yet again is concerning people. Would it not be better for that to be included in a person's overall yearly salary, so to speak, and then tax those who are above a certain threshold?
There's a few tricky questions to do with the child benefit. I mean, one of them is, administratively, it's done as a separate payment.
Right.
And it's done as a tax-exempt payment that usually goes to the mother. That's just the way it's been done traditionally.
Yeah.
Because many married people will have a joint income for tax purposes. And often it might be the man who is making the tax declaration. So in order to make child benefit taxable, you'd have to then stop giving it to women and start giving it to the main person who's paying tax, I mean, which could be a woman in many households, but often it is the man. So there's an issue there which is both administrative, but also to do with how families manage their finances and, you know, how the money is transferred within the family. So that's very messy for the state to get involved in.
Right.
An alternative would be to say, look, if certain people are earning a lot of money and there's a sense that they don't need child benefit, well, just increase tax on the high earners, just general taxation, income tax or whatever. That would solve the problem.
Yeah.
So, because the other side of child benefit is, part of the fundamental principles underpinning it are, this is a universal payment. It goes to everybody in the country, goes to every child, regardless of who their parents are. And that's an important principle of the welfare state. We're all paying in. Everybody pays tax in some way or other. And every time you buy something in a shop, you're paying VAT. So we're all paying into the system, and the system pays us back through putting down roads, putting in schools, and sometimes in a cash payment like the child benefit, which is, of course, focused on children. So, you know, there's a sense that we're all in this together. So there is an argument to defend universal payments. And if there's a sense that people who are on high incomes don't need them, but they just pay a little more tax.
Right. OK, that straightens that one out for me anyway. Now, you have a conference coming up the 19th of this month and the 20th. That's the Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th in Croke Park. You have a very impressive range of speakers. What is going to be the focal point of this conference?
Well, this is our annual conference. It happens every year in partnership with FEPS, which is the Foundation for European Progressive Studies, along with ourselves, TASC. And we try and bring a mix of local speakers from Ireland, but also international speakers, to show that some of the issues that we're facing in Ireland are shared across the world. And this year we're looking particularly at how inequality, in terms of income and wealth, is seen as one of the causes of the global economic crisis as well as our own crisis. But it's also being made worse by some of the things that have been done in response to the crisis. So we're focusing on the bigger issue of inequality. I mean, there's lots of economists internationally, such as Professor Paul Krugman, who'd be very well known, and he's a Nobel Prize, and his research was all about how when societies get more and more unequal, it can lead to a sort of a breakdown in the economic system, which worsens the overall economy. And that's certainly what we've seen, that before the international crisis, there was a growth of inequality, where a small number of people, such as working in financial services, were getting more and more money, these incredible bonuses and salaries, but they were removed from the real economy. And they weren't really providing services that benefited the real economy, you could argue. And at the same time, we have wage stagnation across many people who are at work, both in Europe and in the United States and elsewhere. And so that gap that has been growing is really part of a cause. Many people were maintaining their lifestyles through debt, whether taking on massive debts to buy houses in Ireland or in other countries taking on personal debt in order to consume goods and services to buy the television or whatever. But that debt was unsustainable. You know, so that's, it's all come crashing down in a sense, and we really have to look at where we're going to go next.
Okay, how we're going to rebuild. Certainly one of the speakers would be very well known to members of the general public. I know you would be familiar with the others because of the fact that they're involved in economics and things like that, but Dr. Sean Healy from Social Justice Ireland, I think everybody would know him or know of him.
That's right. I mean, Sean has been active for over 20 years. And we would agree with it, Sean and his organisation, Social Justice Ireland, on a lot of issues to do with poverty, inequality and injustice. And likewise, it's important, as Sean does, to take a sort of the economic angle, looking at the evidence, looking at, you know, practical policies that could be put in place to deal with the crisis. Because we can all sort of point at the crisis and say, look, this is terrible, this is wrong. But it's important to show that there are global network of economists who are looking at the situation. So we have a number of speakers, such as George Irvin is a professor, been looking at inequality for 30 years. He wrote a book called Super Rich, The Rise of Inequality in Britain and the US. Another person, Stuart Lansley, wrote another book, The Cost of Inequality.
Right.
And again, these are people who are looking at the long-term trends in terms of inequality, showing how they have sort of broken down the economic system and the risk that that poses. Because there's a lot of evidence now that more equal societies, on the whole, do better. And they don't just do better for people at the bottom, they do better for everybody in terms of health outcomes, in terms of lower crime. So when we look at the more equal societies in Europe, which includes the Nordic countries, but also includes places like Slovakia and Slovenia, which are quite equal in terms of income and wealth, we find that they do better in terms of lots of things like health and education. So there's a virtuous circle there, if you like. So we think it's important that the message that economic inequality and equality should be to the heart of economics.
Right. Well, as I say, this conference is taking place Friday, October the 19th, and Saturday, October the 20th, in Croke Park. Not if people want to go, how much is the entrance?
It's open to the public.
Open to
the
public.
There's no entrance fee.
No entrance fee.
The Friday is a smaller session. I think it's probably booked out at this point.
Right.
There may be a few places, but certainly on Saturday it's a wider, it's open to the general public. If they want to contact TASC, you can do so on the telephone at 01-61-69050 or by email to contact@tasknet.ie. That's TASCNET.ie. It's the email address. And can book a place and come along and hear the speakers.
Yeah, well, you know, for anybody that has, you know, even the most limited interest in economics or sociology, if you want to see the two working hand in hand, then I think this conference is an absolute must.
Yeah, we're very excited about the conference. We think it's going to be a very interesting and lively day. It has been the last couple of years that we've put on the conference. We've got a good range of speakers, and I think it should be a very interesting day.
Yeah. Well, look, many thanks for your time again, Nat. And again, that is Nat O'Connor, who is the director of TASC. That number is 01-616-9050. And Friday, October the 19th, Saturday, October the 20th in Croke Park. What time do you start in the morning? I hope it's early, 7-ish or something like that, Nat.
On the Friday, I think it's a 9:30 registration. Then on the Saturday, it's 9:15.
Oh, how very Irish, how very un-European.
But we'll try and start on time.
Oh, right. Okay. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Thanks very much indeed.